This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fritzy not with us today. He will return on Monday. He's got a lot of stuff to answer to. Why block me on Twitter? If he has high expectations of the Phillies this year, what he thought of Honest Jack, what he did this whole week on paternity leave. Nobody believes that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. How helpful were you to Gio this week?
Oh, come on, man. Jack, stop tweeting.
Yeah.
That's what Jill's saying. Stop looking at your phone.
Well, he doesn't play video games.
No, he doesn't.
So we know he's not sitting around doing that.
No, he's just watching the 2022 Phillies video yearbook over and over again.
That I believe.
We
yes.
know what he's doing. Yep. We'll get to the Pro Football Focus Top 101 from this year in a second. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP.
My man's Bobby. Big Ike. Buzz, Jack, Monday's creeping up, baby. Come
on, dude.
Come on home.
Yeah.
Come up there.
You got to pay the piper.
Hey, man. You know what? Y'all was. Ooh, pause. Oh,
yeah. Pause. Well, that no, that's. Pause, pay the piper is not a pause.
What are you talking
no.
about? No. Hey. Oh, no. Oh, no, locker room lurker. Oh, no. Oh, no. Hey, listen. I told Spike, I DM'd Spike yesterday. I don't wear tight shirts. I just be flexing, and the shirt just hug my body. I don't wear tight shirts. I wear a size large. And then what's name? If my clothes fit, what superheroes you know put loose clothes on anyway? I'm a superhero, baby. I'm Super Yoshi. So my clothes don't fit the way they need to be fit. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, how about it?
I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking
you don't
about.
Look like, hey, come on, man. What's his name? Like, I said this, as soon as I got on the phone, these boys want to talk about. And I love LL. I sure was up on the TV because he was a light-skinned brother. We needed them. I needed them to lean on back in the day. LL, Crystal Williams, I'll be sure. You know all the light-skinned brothers that you hated, I agree. I leaned on all of them.
And all of them with good hair.
He made you want to lift weights. He made you want to be... That's right. What's that? You know, I'm a partial child. My daddy's something and my mama's something. What's name? And we both on black. And but we something extra. So yeah, I leaned on that type of stuff. I did. And Spike gonna talk about I wear the same shirt. Yeah, I probably do because you wear like a large or an extra large, big shirt wearing tail.
I wear a medium.
No, you ain't wearing no small.
I wear a medium. I wear a medium.
Medium. Get
I'm more jacked than you think. Yoshi.
Oh, those 250 push-ups.
Man, yep. That Eagles hoodie you had on looked like it was a moo-moo when we was there in a chicken piece.
All right. The hoodies are big, but the T-shirts are medium.
Okay. All right, Dave. And Spike, you are the biggest winner. Spike, I mean, I agree, because your part of the season has been successful. Spike, your part of the season is just not representing yet is to be determined. I agree, that's why you first on the show. And y'all notice that since Fritz name been on the show, he's been taking days off like he really the boss. Y'all notice that?
Yeah, we have noticed it.
Urgently.
He's not grinding anymore.
He's got his name on the show. He can do what he wants to.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know if he's just happy he got his name on the show or if he's protesting the fact that his name is third.
Well, he don't deserve second or first right now. So we're keeping it. I love you, Fritz. Don't stop. Spike about to make me go down that rabbit hole of this and Fritz. And I don't want no mean texts and emojis.
All right.
And I don't think the offense needs to change drastically. It just needs a nice, even balance. More of a balance. I mean, what thing? It could be 60-40 either way. Like, no, we can't lean on daggone Saquon like we did last year because we don't want to run him in a hole. I still believe he's going to be better than the average back next year. But it do need to be a little bit more balance going on as far as this offense is going on. Like, and I don't think nobody catching up to us, like, for real, because we've been running it all the time anyway. What's the name? And they still ain't been able to stop it. I still want us to, like, pass it a little bit more. And we know he can do it with that elite quarterback we got, right, I agree?
That's right.
Man, so Joel trash right now.
He is
straight trash right now. I'm sorry, Spike. He is trash. I'm glad you finally realized it. That's why you got to get on that Jalen boat, because Joel is trash. And Dagon Jalen is the best. I remember y'all was naming the best athlete out of the three, Bryce, Joel, and Jalen. Jalen is number one right now. He is number one. He has done what the other two haven't done. He is number one, and I love it. Oh, I love it. And you don't look like the fat boy. You look more like Charlie Murphy. I'm going to bring you a jersey.
I got that when I was older.
And one of them. Man, what's that?
And nobody started making Charlie that Murphy comparison until the Chappelle Show came on.
Yeah, I remember. There was a lot of Charlie Murphy stuff during the Mike and Ike era when you did with Barkin. Didn't you have him on once? You had Charlie
I did
Murphy
have
on
Charlie
show.
Murphy on once. Yep. And ask him, did he ever get confused with Ike Reese? Anybody ever say to you like Ike Reese?
Probably not.
He didn't realize I was joking. He was like, no.
Probably not.
I figured I had to say it to
him. Hey, man, I love y'all kids.
All right, Yosh.
I love y'all kids, man. Y'all have a great weekend. Go Birds!
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Yosh's got to start picking up the Bluetooth or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he's driving. We need Bluetooth, not speaker, Yosh, with all due respect. So Pro Football Focus every year puts out their top 101. The top 101 players according to their scores in the NFL. So the number one player this year was Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson was the number one rated Pro Football Focus player. Mm-hmm. I think that is fair. His stats were unbelievable. This doesn't take into account, did you win the Super Bowl? Did you not win the Super Bowl?
Should.
It's just how you played. So Lamar Jackson was number one. The top, do you want to guess who the top rated Eagles player was?
Saquon.
No.
Saquon was it?
He was not.
Oh, then you got to be Jalen.
No.
Oh, I mean, no Jalen Carter. That's what I was
thinking.
No,
not Jalen Carter.
Oh, I'll get the third one is Zach.
Nope.
Not Zach Bond?
Jordan Mailata was the third rated player in the NFL, according to Pro Football Focus.
See, this is why I want to burn their list every time.
Don't you hate on our,
no,
our Aussie?
Jordan. I love Jordan. You mean tell me Jordan Mailata was the third best player in football?
So Myles Garrett was number two.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though.
Yes.
Saquon Barkley was number 10.
Yes,
and,
all right.
And he was the second running back.
That's what I said.
Derrick Henry was number 5, and Saquon was number 10. So,
now how is Derrick Henry ranked ahead of Saquon?
I have no idea. They're the ones that watched the film, I guess.
Saying, like,
I don't
know.
How
is that even possible?
Now, I didn't watch as much Derrick Henry as I watched Saquon, but I can tell you.
Well, we know who the best running back in football was this
year. It was Saquon.
Yes.
So how many Eagles do you think were ahead of Jalen?
We're ahead of Jalen.
Yeah, how many Eagles? Because Jalen was on the list.
Well, I don't know where Jalen was at, but I would imagine.
So we already know Jordan.
You know Jordan
Saquon.
Mailata, Lane Johnson,
yep.
Landon Dickerson, Jalen yep. Carter, Saquon, Zach Bond. But I go with the two receivers. I mean, AJ, both AJ and Devontae missed games.
They did.
Due to injuries. But see, Jalen's numbers were not that impressive this year.
It's not just numbers, though.
But when I say numbers, I mean
all of
passing
them.
Numbers. Yeah, that's probably all I would have in front of Jalen. You know what? Oh, the rookies. How did Cooper and Quinyon do?
So Jalen was the 11th Eagle.
He was the 11th Eagle.
Here are the Eagles they had ahead of Jalen.
Okay.
Jordan, Saquon, Zach Bond, Lane Johnson, A.J. Brown.
Okay.
Cooper DeJean. Now, Cooper ranked higher than Quinyon.
Okay.
Cooper DeJean was the 45th. Landon Dickerson, Jalen Carter, Quinyon Mitchell, Milton Williams, and then Jalen at 91.
They threw Milton Williams in front of Jalen, too?
They did. Now, 91, I expected more quarterbacks to be ahead of Jalen, and he is the 8th-ranked QB, which to me actually seems fair.
Sure.
You know what I mean? If you're taking into account everything.
Yeah.
So here are the QBs above Jalen and their rankings. Jalen, the 91st overall player,
but only 8th-ranked
QB.
7 QBs in front of him.
Yes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson was number 1.
Okay.
Joe Burrow, number 4.
Okay.
Josh Allen, number 6.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels was number 20.
Mm.
Here's one you're not going to like.
Okay.
Justin Herbert was number 33.
Justin Herbert. Okay.
39 was Patrick Mahomes, okay. And 65 was Baker Mayfield.
Well, Baker definitely had a better year than Jalen last year, throwing the ball for sure.
Yep.
Justin Herbert. I'm a little surprised at that one because his numbers weren't eye-popping either.
They weren't positive.
They turned him into a damn game manager.
Yeah, now, I think he only threw 3 interceptions or something, but how many did he throw in the playoff game? I think he threw 3 in the playoff game alone.
Well, that's right, they did make who did they lose? They lost to Houston, right?
They did.
Yeah.
And I think he threw 3 interceptions
in
that.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. So to me, the most stunning thing is Saquon at 10 and Saquon not as the top-ranked running back.
Yeah. Yeah, the quarterback, it's not disrespectful. I thought you were actually going to put – I thought they may have put Stafford ahead of Jalen.
Yeah, Stafford had a very uneven year, I would say.
Yep. But, yeah, to have half of his starting lineups in front of him.
Yes.
And he's the quarterback.
And two of them rookies.
Two rookies,
One of them a part-time player. Milton Williams
only played – That's the one that's really the craziest.
Played 40% of the snaps.
Yeah.
You know, that's – tough too. AJ was 30, and Devontae was not on the list.
Oh, yeah, that's why you didn't even say Smith.
No, so Devontae was not on the list. Yep.
Did Smitty get 1,000 yards this year?
And Cam Jurgens didn't make the list either, by the way. And neither did Becton, and neither did, you know, now nah, I guess.
The other three linemen did, though.
The other three linemen did. Yep. All right.
Was Jurgens a Pro Bowler? I couldn't remember.
I don't remember.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Joe in Downingtown. You're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Yo, Joe.
I blame Buzz. I can see when Buzz is checking on him because the line grays out. I just don't see a lot of checking. Larry in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Larry?
Okay, that's two.
Hey, what's going on,
fellas?
Oh,
there we go. What's up, Larry?
Hello? You hear me?
Yep.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, Phil.
What's up, Larry?
So I wanted to comment on, speak on the offense of the Eagles.
Yep.
I don't think there's going to be too much of a drop off. But I do think that the passing game will be more of a factor going into next year, only because Nick Sirianni, I believe he's one of the guys, you know, that soaks up a lot of knowledge, right? And I think that with the offense that Kellen Moore had, also with 22 and the tape that they have, he's going to do a lot of combination of both years. And, you know, like you said, he don't do anything without the new guy coming in, without him, you know, asking him, you know, his confirmation. So I think that he's going to be a confirmation guy for Nick Sirianni, what plays to call, more so on that aspect. And Nick Sirianni is going to be more hands-on with the offense. You know, with Vic here, he's still going to be in charge of the defense, but I think Nick Sirianni is going to be more so off an offensive play caller, with the help from his name is skipping my tongue right now. The new offensive coordinator.
Petullo.
Yeah, Petullo. I think that's going to be the way the offense is going to be ran. I think, you know, Howie is going to allow Nick, you know, some leeway with running the offense, you know, given that the years that he had, you know. So I think it may work out, but I do think it's trial and error. You know, he just won the Super Bowl, so give him a little bit of leeway. He got us there. So, you know, it's a trial and error. And if it doesn't work out, then you bring in somebody else that you know, who is capable of running this offense.
You know, Petullo could be good at it. The one thing I would disagree with you there, Larry, is, like, I don't think this is time for leeway. You know, this is the opposite of the time for leeway. You win a championship, you have reset the standard for the Philadelphia Eagles. And not only have you reset the standard, you've reset the expectation of what people think you can do. You know, so I think what you're saying is they deserve the benefit of the doubt with the Petullo hire, mm-hmm. and I think that's fair. He could definitely be good at it. But I can see people's concern with when Elliot says he feels like when this happens they can get stale. I understand that. The problem is that none of us know what Kevin Petullo actually thinks or wants to do with mm-hmm. the offense. It's possible. You know, there are times when somebody is working for an organization and for somebody that they don't have the same vision of what the person running the thing does, but that's not their job. Their job is to execute the other person's vision.
Right.
So we're going to find out what Kevin Petullo's vision is. Hey, Larry, next question today. In 1948, NASCAR started. I don't get NASCAR. Give us something popular that you just don't get.
The Sixers.
Right. I wouldn't say that they're even popular at this point. I don't think anybody gets the Sixers. Is there anybody like waving pom-poms saying, boy, I sure do love the Sixers right now?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. If the Eagles hadn't won the Super Bowl, today would have been.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah. Because morning, I get up around 6:15 or so. I sit in front of my computer, and I start thinking, all right, you know, what would be a good thing for today?
Yeah.
And the Sixers thing did but I just want to, like, bum everybody out and be angry
right.
on a Friday. Mm-hmm. But if the Eagles hadn't won the Super Bowl, if we had a normal Eagles season,
yeah.
today would have been open up the show and light up the Sixers.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
The problem,
especially after seeing them the first game after the All-Star break. On
everyone's rested.
TV. Yeah, like, what?
Against the Celtics, who, by the way, they beat. The last time
Going
they played
into,
them,
right?
Yeah,
was that
two times ago. They've played them one time since Christmas, I think. But
early,
you know,
February, yeah,
yeah. They it, I, you know, the problem with getting mad about it is I don't know. We're gonna have to have the conversation at some point as to, like, you get mad. And then what is the action?
Yeah,
step?
Yeah. What do you do about it?
To
yeah.
what now? You can be yep. mad about it, mm-hmm. but what do you do? And if trading Embiid's not the right thing because you got to trade a bunch of picks, like, do you start thinking about rebuilding? Do you try to rebuild on the fly? I'll give more credit for this. You know, when he was with Houston, he wasn't allowed to tank. Mm-hmm. So when Yao Ming couldn't play anymore and they lost Tracy McGrady, and they had a rebuild like sort of on the fly, and that's how they ended up with James Harden.
Yep.
You know, they went from that team with Kevin Martin and all those guys and was able to do it. But this is a, you know, and I don't know what leeway he has from the organization at this point. You know, I think he'll be in charge next year, but I don't know how long that leash is.
Well, I'll tell you what happens after we get done yelling about Embiid and Paul George. You know, people are going to start focusing on Morey.
Well, I think first they fire Nick. I think Nick Nurse is the
fire.
He's who gets fired.
The scapegoat. Yeah,
yeah, but Morey's got to answer for it. He's got to answer for the extension. And it's tough for me because I thought it was the right thing to sign Paul George. Mm-hmm. The Embiid extension, we debated this on the podcast. He had 2 years left. I don't know why they had to do the Embiid extension now. But, like, when you agree with all the moves that they made, I was glad they signed Yabusele. I was glad they signed Eric Gordon. I was like everything. I was glad they re-signed Kelly Oubre. Everyone thought the Caleb Martin signing was great. He was supposed to get twice as much money. It's hard for me to be mad at him because even if they don't sign Embiid to the extension, we're still stuck in this right now, and we're stuck in it next year. So, yeah. All right. Coming up next, we will take your calls on the whether the Eagles offense needs to change drastically. 215-592-9494. And I didn't know this until Buzz mentioned it before the show. Baseball is experimenting in spring training, not with robot umpires, but sort of a step toward robot umpires. So we'll tell you, and you'll see this or hear it, because the Phillies have this capability at their stadium. When you hear the Phillies spring training games on WIP, the first one tomorrow afternoon, a new thing going on in baseball that I want to get your opinion on. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, big events, always better at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.